around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go again with hour two. Mary and I welcome all of you back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, March 8th, 2025. Mary and I are headed to St. Martin after the show to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. Next week at this time, folks, we will be broadcasting live from Grenada. We hope all of you tune in for that program. Follow all of our travels starting on Monday on our at RM World Travel social channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. All right, as we begin these next 60 minutes of the show, we're going to check in with the Galapagos postman for an update.
We are indeed, Robert. So, you know, John Beardmore last joined us in August last year, and I know we've added a number of new stations since then. So to refresh all of you listening, when we spoke, he was in the middle of his journey to hand deliver 50 postcards around the world that he'd collected from the famous mailbox in Galapagos, where travelers leave postcards. So last weekend, on March 1st, he delivered his final postcard on his global trek. So we thought it was a good time to check in with him and find out how his journey concluded. And here's John now via Google Meet.
All right. Well, John, nice to see you back with us today. You look good.
Thank you very much. Great to see you guys as well.
Welcome back.
Since we have, you know, new stations that and listeners that have been added since we last spoke in August, as Mary said, I want you to share with everyone tuned in today about this post box in the Galapagos. Talk about what most travelers do with it, what you decided to do with it, because most people just take one.
Sure. There's an ancient post box in the Galapagos Islands that's been there since 1793. Sailors and whalers used to stick mail in it in the hope that the goodwill of other ships sailing past would deliver it back to their destinations. The tradition is still alive today, and tourists are going there sticking their mail in there, and they stick one or two letters in. They might take one or two letters out and deliver them back to the near where they live.
But John,
I took 55 letters.
55?
55 letters back and delivered them around the world over the last 12 months.
Well, and congratulations, because you finished your final delivery last Saturday on March 1st, I believe. And I believe that was in the UK. How did your final delivery go, and how many miles have you covered?
It was an entertaining day. It took me three attempts to deliver it to them, but we tracked them down with the help of many people in the bar who all got excited about it. We were trying to track them all down on social media. When we got there the third time to deliver it, they'd already had a dozen messages from strangers on their social media saying, there's a postman outside looking for you guys.
It's always the bar that can help.
Exactly.
They were brilliant. It was amazing. People, you'd be surprised the connections that we met two random strangers in the bar who actually were connected to one of the letter recipients.
And then how many miles in total for the one-year journey?
100,000 miles completed.
Wow. Talk about the delivery. All right, you made the connection there in the bar. Did the person go home? Did you deliver it in the bar? How'd that work out? And, I mean, how did that compare to some of the other deliveries that you've made over this past year?
Well, we delivered it to their house. I was dressed in a tortoise onesie because I'd been to the London Zoo to see the tortoise enclosure before I made the delivery.
Okay, of course. That's a natural outfit to wear, right?
Absolutely. And so they welcomed me in. We had a cup of tea and a chat, and they came along to the finish line party on Saturday night, which was awesome.
Oh, that's terrific, John. I love this whole story. And we're going to get to the main purpose for why you did this over the past year in a minute with Robert, but I think listeners have a scope of this. These 55 cards, this was not just throughout Europe, this was all seven continents. And did you make it to all seven continents?
Yes, all seven continents were delivered, reached along the trip, 55 different locations in so many 52 countries.
Wow.
You know, it was an amazing experience.
sounds that way. And as Ed, folks, I wish you could see John like we can right here in the studio right now, because he's got a smile from, you know, one side of his face to the other. But, you know, to be a little serious, though, the final postcard delivery marks the end of a year-long effort for you. This is the Galapagos Postman Challenge that you created. And you set out to do this in memory of your dad. You know, I certainly expect you raised awareness for him and money. We want to talk about that. Your dad had ALS. So how are you feeling about all of that?
I guess there's I get quietly chuffed is a very sort of British Kiwi way to describe it, but still sort of reflecting on the achievement, really. It's been such a focus for such a long time, and now to be done, I'm sort of having a bit of a rest here in London now after being on the move for so long, but very proud to have done it. I know my dad would have been stoked to hear that it was completed. And you know, we did spend a lot of time speaking with a lot of people, raising awareness for ALS around the world, and raised over $25,000 so far, which has been great.
Well, that's outstanding. I mean, so that's great. And then obviously people can still contribute. And do you see there to be, you know, another chapter? Is there something else that you can expect from this now? Or, you know, maybe I'll go this direction. If something that you're just going to always remember from these travels.
Oh, look, it's been the most amazing journey that I've undertaken so far, and I've done a lot of things over my time. So now, looking forward, I think I'll be focusing, there'll be speaking about the journey. We've got festivals lined up. I've filmed the last 3 or 4 weeks of the journey in detail, so I should help make a documentary. And also I'll probably be starting to write a book about it as well, because there's just so many stories to tell.
Well, that could lead to additional funds.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I feel like that's terrific that you've raised $25,000 for motor neuron diseases in memory of your dad, and of course many other people who are challenged with those diseases. But I do feel the journey can continue in so many other ways for you. And definitely you must have a book in here with 55 postcards around the world in 7 continents.
So, but what I think people may want to know is, you know, what gave you the original idea? You know, when you said, okay, this is something I'm going to do, you obviously wanted to do something for your dad. Just give folks really a quick idea on that. We only have about a minute with you. Can you know, if you can.
He passed away, and I was right. Now I'm free to plan a big trip. I wanted to do something global, bigger than I'd done before, with him in mind. And I was in the Galapagos on holiday, and I came across the post box. And I thought, what a brilliant way to meet random people, try to connect with them, and bring a little bit of goodness into the world.
Yeah, right. Which I'm sure you did. And we really appreciate you, John. We enjoyed speaking with you last August. And like you said, I'm sure your dad would be incredibly proud that you actually completed a 1-year epic journey around the world and connecting with so many people the way that you did. So well done, John. Well done.
Thank you very much, guys. It was a brilliant experience.
Well, folks, listen, I want to give you the opportunity. If you want to connect with John yourself, you can do that. He has his own Instagram account. It's very easy. It's just @BigO Adventures, @BigO Adventures. Reach out to him. Let him know you heard about it on the show. And maybe he'll give you an insider review of some of his upcoming events.
If anybody's got any questions, just ask.
John, really appreciate connecting with you again. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, okay?
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Cheers. Thank you, John. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, well, the screen just went dark. John is off for a pint or something, I might say, since it's afternoon there.
What a story, and what a journey.
Absolutely, good for him for that. And I love just how the idea came from him. Just he was traveling, he wanted to do something. Yeah. There's the pause button.
And there was the inspiration.
All right, we need to pause for a quick timeout while Bobby plays some sponsor messages for us. When we return in 3 minutes, it's the personal connection that's personal to us, and it involves some magic, folks. Stay with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service and it's 100% confidential. Visit TNUSA.com/carry or call 800-958-1000 or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors. If you've been thinking about home security, now's the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan on your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. If your spine needs extra TLC or you have sleep issues, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And the best part, Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free and they ship right to your door. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress that's just right for you. Go to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide for their big March Madness sale with free shipping in the U.S. helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, you looking for some diversity in your life, folks? Well, you are tuned in to the right radio show for that, for sure. Certainly from Johnny last segment to where we're going now. Today's personal connection will share some magic, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and go enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands with over 200 resorts in places like the Caribbean, Las Vegas, New York City, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more. Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. They feature spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
So wherever travel takes you, find more info, go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
You've heard us share that after today's show, we're off to St. Martin to kick off the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with show partner Seabourn. Well, during our big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom last year in April with Seabourn, we met Chris Cox on their Venture Expedition ship. And then last October and November, when we had show fans traveling with us for the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise of 2024 with Seabourn, we met Jamie Raven on the Ovation ship. Chris is a celebrity mind reader who's toured around the world, performing on Broadway, the West End, just to name a few, and he's been featured on BBC TV. And Jamie's a world-class magician and Britain's Got Talent runner-up who's headlined his own West End show and performed for King Charles in London. They both reflect the level of top quality entertainment you're going to find on a Seabourn cruise. And Jamie and Chris join us now via Google Meet for today's personal connection.
All right. Well, great having both of you on the program with us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Chris and Jamie.
Hi.
Thanks so much for having us. Well, I love that people will now realize, oh, they're not in the same room and we're both being polite Englishmen waiting for each other to start, giving each other a pause. And then we both go, oh, no one's saying anything. No one's saying anything.
I was worried.
Well, here in America, we just talk over each other. That's all we do. So that's all it is.
That's the perfect way to do it.
It is. So, all right. So although, you know, you've both done tours in multiple countries around the world, performing your acts on cruise ships, it's a very different experience. On land, you do your act. You go back to your hotel or wherever it may be. On a ship, you do your act, and the ship is your hotel, so you're interacting with passengers the next day at breakfast, maybe on an excursion, wherever it may be. So, Jamie, then Chris, talk about the experience of performing on the ships, what you enjoy about it, and how different they are from your land-based events.
Yeah, so I'll start with what I enjoy the most. I'm obviously meeting all sorts of different people from different cultures, different nationalities is always fun. The actual day of the gig is much, much better because rather than getting in a car and driving or getting into a hotel and getting to a venue, you literally just walk downstairs, you do it, then you're done. Downside marginally for me is because we're sort of a bit limited with what we can carry on. When I do big touring shows, I've a lot of stuff that I bring with me, so I have to condense that down. I can't do everything that I'd like to do, but you just adjust accordingly. All in all, it's absolutely wonderful because, yeah, you travel the world. I'm sure Chris would agree. meet all sorts of incredible people. You see places you may never be invited otherwise. And everyone on a cruise ship is always just so happy to be there. So it's a joy and a pleasure.
Chris, do you agree on that?
Yeah, I love getting to do cruises. And I'm very lucky in that I spent the last sort of 8 to 10 years touring the world doing this big show. And the joy of that is I kind of turn up, I get pointed in the right direction, and I do what I'm doing. So I become a little bit, not lazy, but I become, you're just doing the same thing over and over. Where the joy of a cruise show is it's totally different every time. And it's a different set to what I'm used to. So it means I can really put the effort and energy into doing something different. And I think particularly with Seabourn, it feels like you're on the ship with family. So I can do a totally different style. You know, it's weird to say in a somewhat ego-y way, but it's always odd to be like, it's strange to play to less than 1,000 people because I'm lucky enough to do a show which plays big rooms. So when I'm playing to a smaller group, it's so much more fun. But the irony is, I find these shows more stressful than anything else. You can put me in front of a couple of 1,000 people, it's not a problem. With these shows, I really get stressed about them and want them to be as good as possible because, one, I don't want to ruin anyone's vacation. Two, I don't want it to be bad because then there is no escaping everyone. And the next day you're like, oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, you have to see them at breakfast. Right.
Yeah, exactly. There's no escape. And three, I just want to make sure that they're the best shows they can be for everyone because, you know, people are very kindly spending a bit of their vacation watching me or watching Jamie. And, you know, if someone's coming to see us on tour, they're coming to see us.
Right.
On a ship, they're coming to see whatever's on that night.
Exactly.
So we have to charm and win you over and make you go, okay, yeah, this is a good way to spend my time because I could be at the bar and the alcohol's included.
Right. So really well said. So on that point, I find this fascinating. Jamie, similar question for you. Let's talk a little bit about how you prepare for an audience who perhaps has already seen you on a previous cruise, or maybe you've done 2 shows on a 7-day itinerary that you know they're going to see you again. You got to change things up a little bit, but how do you connect with an audience on a ship?
Yeah, well, I think I read years and years ago, people like you, they like what you do. So everything that I do, when I'm a magician, in inverted commas, I'll be honest with you, I'm really an actor playing the part of a magician. I'm sure Chris will agree. Like what we're doing, we're creating the illusion of the impossible. And to get people to enjoy what you're doing, and it could be anything, they have to like you. So number one, I'm always trying to be nice and friendly and everything to everybody. But I like a lot of comedy in what I do. I find it puts people at ease. And the great thing, like Chris was saying about playing smaller shows or smaller rooms, that Seabourn, I hadn't done a room in a long time where I could literally walk out and touch like the front row. Like you could do that show without a microphone, which is awesome because, you know, they say talk to people, don't talk at them. So like for us, quite often when you're standing on a stage, you've got bright white lights. You may be able to see some feet. That's probably about it. You can't really see anyone. You sort of look around the room. It's called zedding the audience. So you do this as you're talking. So it gives the illusion that you're talking to everyone when in reality you can't see a soul. But on those ones, on the smaller ones, it's lovely because you can see like the first couple of rows, depending on how bright the spotlights are.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're genuine and you love what you do, I think that comes across, and I think people warm to that.
So let's talk about this a little bit. Here we've all done things with Seabourn. We're actually leaving after the show today. We're doing a big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise next week with them. I know we met the both of you on different cruises, as Mary mentioned in your setup, and we've been working actually with the cruise line since 2017, dating back to what Rick Meadows when
Rick
he was
Meadows,
running the company,
yeah,
right? So,
long time.
But you know, throwing all the stuff out, when you're able to, how much do you try to get off the ship, you know, and enjoy some places that the cruise ship's going? Because every day you wake up in a different place. Any places you've really found through cruising that you really enjoy and now maybe you want to go back to?
I think one of the joys of it is I love getting to travel the world, and I'm a big foodie, and it's why I particularly love Seabourn, is that the food is always amazing. And I try to get off and have a nice lunch somewhere, you know, and try and eat some of the local cuisine. I love getting to do that. I'll tell you what I was really surprised about I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. I had never been to Malta before and was on a Seabourn ship, and we got off in Malta. And it's like, you sort of, particularly, I think, often a lot of Europe being from the UK. So Europe's so close. I normally vacation and holiday in the US or far field. And you sort of, the joy of a cruise, particularly a Seabourn one, is you remember you've got these amazing places really close to you. And I love the fact that I get to meet people who traveled all this distance to go to somewhere. I'm like, oh yeah, I could just do that in an hour if I flew it. I should get out more.
We were at the Vatican last year. We met somebody from Malta and they were like, why aren't you going over to Malta? We're
exactly.
We are so close. That's right. Yeah,
and Jamie, what about you?
Yeah, so for me, like Chris, I'm very lucky that I've traveled to a lot of the world with shows and stuff. But quite often when we're doing big ones, you don't get that much time to yourself because you get in there, you set up, you do it. You might stay for a day or two and then you leave. But with cruising, I've been very lucky. And some places I've never been that I thought were just stunning was Kotor in Montenegro, which is sensational. I was in Olden recently in Norway. That was absolutely stunning. It's like walking into Alice in Wonderland. I'd been to Iceland before for a show, but I'd never got a chance to get out there.
That's a great country.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And obviously being in the UK, we're used to the tropical climate they have there, so that was great for us. I was out in my shorts and T-shirt. But I try to get out everywhere. So if I do a show, if I'm doing a show on the day, I may just go out for a walk in the morning, but I always try to get out and just walk around. And like Chris, I always want to eat the local cuisine, or if I want to try like a bubble tea in wherever, like when I was in Asia recently, the big thing there, or the food. I love all cuisines like Chris does from all different places. And I like to have them in the place. When I was in Seoul in Korea, I wanted to have the Korean barbecue, but in Korea. Mm. So I went there.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, exactly. Yeah.
They had a menu on the wall. Because I always think, go where the locals go, right? So we walk into this restaurant and the menu is in Korean. Can't understand a word. So I just pointed and was like, two, and like pointed. Sure. And the guy, they clearly knew, I had no idea what was going on, but they brought it over. And I'm not a great cook, so I'm there like turning the meat on this little barbecue. The guy sort of runs over, I'm allowed to put it in my mouth. He grabs it off me and puts it back on the grill, because obviously I'd not done it for long enough. And then very kindly, he did it the whole time. We had a lovely conversation. I spoke English, he spoke Korean. Neither of us knew what each other was talking about.
But yeah, listen, that's the beauty of travel, guys. Listen, yeah, we could go on. And Mary and I were excited. First time we're going to be in Grenada with the show next week.
Yep.
Very nice meeting both of you.
Yeah, you guys are great.
When we were on the ship. Great having you here. We're going to have to do this again, whether together, separately, or whatever, because we do want to get into some of the, you know, fun parts of your acts and so forth, because both of you are very talented guys, and look forward to catching up again. So have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
Can't wait. See you soon, guys.
Take care, you guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, there they go, Mary. They are funny guys.
Give their website so people can look and see when they're on tour.
All right. So Chris Cox, folks, magiccox.com. Jamie Raven, it's just Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Jamie Raven, R-A-V-E-N, .co.uk. Check them out. I promise you will enjoy that. Next, it's The Right Stuff. Rudy's going to rejoin the show for the first time this hour. Then Mary and I will answer listener emails. So keep those radios locked in, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at amac.us/carry. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. Now, if you're a regular listener of the show, then you know Robert and Mary rave about the results they've experienced from this terrific product. So we're curious to know, what's the unhealthiest meal, or maybe it's a snack or dessert, that you've eaten lately? Busy schedules make eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day nearly impossible. Probably not a single one of us who eats healthy every single meal, which is why doctors created Field of Greens. This is a simple addition to make a part of your life. Just enjoy a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily, and it's like a nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable is doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart-healthy group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We also love the energy we get from it, but most of all, we love the confidence that even when a cheat day happens, you can enjoy it with guilt-free because Field of Greens is working for you. We also appreciate Field of Greens because it makes this better health promise that your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. As a listener of the show, and to get you started, just use promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, at Field of Greens to save 20%, or as always, there's a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Now, at various times in history, young adults, mostly men, but not always, took a year or so to travel the world and become more cosmopolitan before beginning their adult lives. Between the 17th and early 19th century, it was customary for young Europeans, aristocrats, and others who could afford it to take what was called the Grand Tour. They traveled through Europe as a rite of passage to become fluent in art, culture, history before beginning adulthood. Well, my next guest did his own more modern version of a Grand Tour beginning in 1976 as an American from Southern California. But unlike aristocrats of centuries ago, he did what in the 70s might have been called hippie-style travel. He hitchhiked, camped out, or stayed in unglamorous youth hostels throughout Europe. And he kept a journal that has morphed, nearly 50 years later, into a book titled Just One Little Hitch. And author Mark Orwell joins me today for our Write Struff segment. Mark, welcome to the show. You grew up to be a journalist and eventually joined Travel and Leisure magazine as international editor, managing editor, and writer for 30 years. So my first question to you is, why the heck did it take you 48 or 49 years to turn your journal and memories of your Grand Tour into a book?
Rudy, first off, good to be with you. Secondly, I got to say, no one has ever accused me of being cosmopolitan. But you're right. And I recently celebrated a big birthday with a zero at the end of it. And as we all know, when you have a birthday with a five or a zero at the end, you stop and rethink, you know, your past, where you've been, your experiences, how you got to where you are. And that's why I finally said to myself, you got to drag out that journal that you kept. I mean, it was like 30,000, 40,000 words that I wrote down every single day during that year, 1976, on that trip. And I said, I've got to put this down on paper. And that's what motivated me to put out Just One Little Hitch.
Well, let's give the audience a scope of your travels. You covered about 7,000 miles, you discovered at the end. You tarried in Germany, in France, Morocco, Spain, England, Belgium, Netherlands, Wales, sometimes a longer time in others, sometimes a better time in others. Did you work out before you left an exact itinerary with days and budget and so on? And by the way, after you answer that question, remark on your budget.
Okay. Rudy, I didn't have a clue. I landed in Frankfurt, Germany with about $1,000 in my pocket. I thought I was rich. And I was going to be there for 5 months approximately. And I just stuck out my thumb on the side of the road, and wherever someone was going who picked me up, I said, okay, that sounds great. I ended up going to Paris, going to Barcelona, going all the way down to Fez in Morocco, back up into Spain, all through England, and it was just my thumb and the goodwill of the people who picked me up. And that was my itinerary, if you can believe it. And you mentioned budget. My budget turned out to be approximately $6 a day. So I wasn't exactly the Arthur Frommer old school $5 a day on Europe on $5. I was $6, so I felt like a millionaire.
You were just a buck off. But now, this was your first time to Europe, right? It wasn't like you were revisiting places.
Rudy, I was not only my first time to Europe, it was only in my short life. I was only 22 at the time, and I spent a summer in Colorado with my aunt and uncle. I call it a chicken ranch. They had a big chicken coop, and I did a day trip down to Tijuana with my family, and that was it. I didn't know anything. I was a babe in the woods when it came to travel, and so my eyes, ears, my emotions were wide open when I got there.
And you were fluent in how many languages then?
Well, I knew English, and I knew sort of a Southern California variant of Spanish, and that was it.
Well, the first question most people ask me still to this day when they're going to Europe is, I don't speak French, I don't speak German, I don't speak, you know, Dutch. What can you tell them to put them at ease as a result of your journey?
Well, first thing I'm going to suggest to anybody who out there who might be considering traveling on their own and a little concerned about it, if you travel on your own, as I did, you have no choice but to try and pick up a little bit of the language. You know, where's the bathroom? How much does that cost? I'm going to wherever. You know, you learn little phrases. And I'm telling you, people around the world, when they see you trying, They're very empathetic to that. And I found that people were so friendly and outgoing and welcoming. And they knew that I didn't know what I was talking about. They knew that I was a newcomer. and it was the most heartwarming part of this entire experience.
Mark Arwell is the author of a new book called Just One Little Hitch, about his travels around Europe about 50 years ago, hitchhiking. We're going to ask him to stay through this commercial break and come back, and we're going to tell you how much it changed his life. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
As Mary and I get ready to head out for the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with Seabourn, how would you like to travel with Mary and me and experience a Seabourn cruise for yourself? You can do that right now if you go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, and click on the link that says Join Us, Book Here 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. This August, we're going to be cruising on the Seabourn Quest in Alaska in August. You can book with us to enjoy a full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th, that'll bring us back to Vancouver, Canada. Space is limited. Right now, you can get all the information again on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. When you book, you're going to receive a complimentary two-category veranda suite upgrade, plus save $2,000 on a penthouse or premium suite, or $1,000 on all veranda suites, which are oceanfront. rmworldtravel.com. Click on Join Us, Book Here 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and secure your spot with us for what's going to be a trip of a lifetime and so much fun. Mary and I can't wait to see all of you aboard with us.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. I'm Rudy Maxa, and we're right in the middle of our Right Stuff segment with journalist Mark Arwell, a veteran of Travel and Leisure magazine who's written a new book titled Just One Little Hitch. It's about his year hitchhiking through Europe as a young man in the 1970s. His first time in Europe, he spoke no language other than England. But this stint led him to an epiphany that we're going to get to toward the end of this segment, so stick with us. But first, let me tell you that this segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. The April 15th tax deadline is about a month away, and it's coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can you not pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is aggressive in collections, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. In fact, waiting to get caught makes you look like a tax evader, and that won't end well. Wage garnishments, bank levies, even property seizures, all are on the table. But it won't be as bad as you think if you deal with it now. Going up against the IRS is a big mistake, which is why we urge you to take my advice and call the experts at Tax Network USA. They know the system inside and out and have an edge. They've got a preferred direct line to the IRS, which means they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid, and that can only benefit you. So whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, Tax Network USA's genius strategies are designed to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. Their attorneys and negotiators have already resolved more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they'll go step by step to help you too. But you need to move fast because April 15th is coming soon. So talk with one of their strategists today. It's free, and stop looking over your shoulder or worrying about when the other shoe will drop. Put it behind you. Call 1-800-958-1000, 800-958-1000, or you can visit tnusa.com/carry, or as always, go to rmworldtravel.com, and there's a direct link to tnusa.com/carry. So back to our guest, Mark Orwell, author of Just One Little Hitch, that details his hitchhiking trip through Europe as a young man in the mid-70s. Mark, I don't know if this is true, but as you still do today, I spend a lot of time in Europe, and I rarely see many people hitchhiking anymore. Are those days over there?
I'm afraid they are, Rudy. The way that the world has evolved, unfortunately, makes it unsafe for people to hitchhike in the same way that you or I would have done, you know, in the 1970s, let's say. So I'm afraid if I heard that my adult children were going on a hitchhiking trip, I would tie them up with a rope and not let them out of the house. It's not safe the way it was. It was a different world back then. It was free. It was open. It was friendly. And things have changed. I'm sorry to say, but it's true.
Well, I think the one thing that has compensated partly for that is the invention of the phone that allows you to, even if you're traveling on a low budget, to look up where the nearest hostel is, what the train schedule is, what a bus schedule is. You know, you were walking around blind. You didn't have the internet to look up your next stop or your train schedule.
We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have internet. We didn't have email. Nothing. If you wanted to make a call from Europe to America, collect probably, it would have cost you so much money. Your folks wouldn't have been able to accept the call. So no, you were flying blind when you were traveling in Europe back
in those days. I also remember having to go to the post office, main post office, and book a time to come back in a couple hours to make that call when they
placed it. That's where you did it. That's right. You stood in line and you went to a little booth and made your call.
And you hope somebody was home because there were nobody at answering machines. You wrote at the very end of your book, people, not places, are the reason to travel. And your book is really about people as much about destinations, isn't it?
It's more about people than destinations because the people are what make a trip exciting. If you go to a place and say, hey, I saw a beautiful beach, and you come back and you'll tell your friends, they don't care. Right. If you come back from a trip and say, I met the most crazy, wonderful, wacky people on this trip, they're going to sit down and say, well, tell me more. And in fact, I learned how to interview people on this trip. I didn't know it. And that's how on this trip, Rudy, I became a journalist, although I didn't know it. I had dropped out of college, but by the time this trip was over, I realized I wanted to go back to school. I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to travel, meet people, go places. And this book, Just One Little Hitch, is all about that transformation.
Well, that is the one life-changing thing that you realize that I referred to at the beginning of this segment. And you sort of learned that right at the end, didn't you?
I did. It was, and I can actually tell you where it happened. It was July 17th, 1976, at the Café Select in Paris, France, if you could believe. I mean, I actually know when and where this happened, and I had an epiphany. And I said, oh, my God, I realize what I should be doing. And it came to me all at once, and my life changed ever since then. And I've been working in journalism for nearly 50 years since then.
No, you have. So have I, and I have your. I empathize with you. Mark Orwell's new book is called Just One Little Hitch. You can find out more about it by going to justonelittlehitch.com. And as he said, it's about the people. And this book is just a showcase of characters and adventures. Some very rewarding, some less recording. Less rewarding. Mark, I thank you for joining us. Good luck with the book. Delighted to talk to you.
Thank you, Rudy. Goodbye to you and everyone else. Thanks a lot.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
This is it for today, everyone. Then Mary and I head down to St. Martin, and starting Monday, the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with Seabourn is on. For our remaining few minutes today, though, we are going to answer some listener emails, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
If saving money helps unlock your wallet, well, the first ever mega sale is happening right now at MyPillow.com/Carrie. So how about snuggling in luxurious 200 thread count Percale sheets for just $39.98? That's a really great price. Or enjoy a morning shower like you'd experience at a luxury hotel with the MyTowel six-piece sets. They're just $29.98. And all MyPillow clothing is on sale for up to 80% off.
You know, I would suggest you start your day off right or upgrade life at the office with the delicious 100% Arabica and organic My Coffee. It comes in whole bean. You can get ground or pods. It's 50% off. When was the last time you got 50% off your daily coffee, folks, right? Go to MyPillow.com/Carrie for all of the show savings. Use code Carrie or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right, our first email today is from Anthony, who listens to us in Lake Charles, Louisiana. That's our local affiliate, AM 1400, KAOK Radio. He's written, I've heard you talk about Mardi Gras in Mobile, Alabama, and here in my state, New Orleans. We also know how to party here in Lake Charles, and I think our Mardi Gras is the best, especially with our gumbo cook-off. If you can give our area some love, I'd be much obliged. And if you're open to answering my question, I'd like knowing if there are any other events that happen in our country that you travel for. Anthony, thanks for your email. We are going to give you some love right now and appreciate you raising the Lake Charles profile with us as well. Now, Mardi Gras just ended this past Tuesday, but Mary, I got to tell you, Anthony's email caught my attention, so I looked into a bit of what they do there. Earlier this week, for example, now listen to this, they had the Mardi Gras Royal Gala, plus something called the Iowa Chicken Run that I definitely need more information on, okay? So, Anthony, share that with me. They held a Motor Gras Parade, all cars and so
interesting.
Forth,
interesting,
right?
Yeah, fun.
A Southwest Crew of Cruise Parade and a lot more. That cook-off that Anthony is talking about was held last Saturday. It's called the world-famous Cajun Extravaganza and gumbo cook-off. It's open to the public. You get to sample every pot of the rich and spicy gumbo, whether you like it with chicken or sausage, the seafood, which I happen to like. People use wild game meat, whatever it is. So I think we need to put Lake Charles, Mary, on our travel plans at some point. They do seem to do it right there.
Well, you said the magic word for me, gumbo. So I'm all for that. I love seafood gumbo, but I'd eat all of it. So listen, I would enjoy hearing from some other listeners about Mardi Gras and Lake Charles, what you like, what you enjoy the most, some other not-miss things. So maybe we can put that on our radar for next year. So as far as the other part of your question, Anthony, we've definitely traveled for concerts, musicians that I enjoy. We've traveled for state fairs. Iowa, of course, is the big one, but we've traveled for state fairs in Pennsylvania and other states. And we've traveled for rocket launches in Cape Canaveral, as well as spring training baseball, which is happening right now.
Absolutely. Spring training baseball. I know 100%. You know, listen, there are no more Trump rallies. They certainly were worth traveling for. Golf tournaments, auto races come to mind. We've talked about bringing the show, Mary, to the Kentucky Derby. Frankly, I'd like to go experience the Olympics coming up in 2028 out in Los Angeles. So they're just a few. All right. Email number two today is from Brittany, who listens to us in the Boston area. That would be our local affiliate, AM 830 WCRN Radio. She writes, I love listening to your show and also play your save shows sometimes while driving to work. I feel like your interview about high hotel prices was talking directly to me, as my husband and I are trying to plan a trip to Rome this August, and rates I'm finding are $500 a night or more. Are there any secrets to finding hotel prices better than what I'm seeing online?
This is tough right now. Brittany, Rome currently has some of the highest hotel rates in Europe right now for this summer. A big part of that is the Papal Jubilee. That happens every 25 years with the Catholic Church. It's a big pilgrimage. There will be a lot of Catholics traveling to Rome, Italy in general, but specifically Rome. I really don't think you're going to get a great deal if you want to stay in Rome this summer. You can look outside of Rome if you really want to go, and that's why you want to go. Look at Ostia, Sutri, Santa Marinella, or just pick a different city altogether. Paris is less expensive this year than over last because the Olympics drove those prices up last summer. Or look at Athens or even Vienna.
Yeah, Vienna.
Austria is beautiful
That's
in the
beautiful
summer.
To go with your husband, absolutely. And as far as the prices you're seeing, Brittany, you know, having a skilled travel agent that you could trust, that would certainly help. If you have a premium credit card, access their travel department, see what they can provide. Maybe a AAA. We have amac.us/carry, BJ's, Costco. But if you have a preferred hotel brand that you stay with a lot, call or email the general manager if they have a property in Rome that you're you're looking to stay at, tell them your situation or interest and ask if they'll extend a rate to you, a special rate. If you don't ask, you're not going to get. Email number three is from Dina, listens to us in White Lake, New York. That's our Monticello area affiliates, AM 1240, FM 92.5, and FM 94.9, WVOS radio. She's asking, my son has real passion for science, NASA, space, etc. This would be a last-minute spring break trip if we can make it happen in mid-April. Where would you suggest a fun NASA-related experience for a 12-year-old? Cape Canaveral immediately comes to mind. Do you know how far in advance tickets might be, and would I be able to receive them? I'm not sure in all the years we've hosted the show, Mary, that we've talked about Cape Canaveral twice. Funny how things go.
Yeah, that's funny.
Cape Canaveral, great option. I'm going to throw out Huntsville, Alabama. It is the rocket city for a reason. Also, Houston, I'll throw out to you, Dina. The NASA Johnson Space Center is there.
So, Dina, at Cape Canaveral, it really is the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. It's massive, and I would go to kennedyspacecenter.com, see if they have tickets for some of the tours that you want to do. I would recommend you need at least 2 or 3 days. They have bus tours that include the Apollo and Saturn V Center. They have special interest tours that you can add on, including chatting with astronauts, an astronaut training experience. Between all of that and the U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame, the Space Shuttle Launch Experience, the Deep Space Launch Complex, you know, that would be my pick, hands down.
All right, so we're going to leave it there for today because the clock is ticking, as they say in our business. Folks, you can reach us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. We will do more of these segments in the future. Thanks to all of you for sending your emails into us. Now we're off to St. Martin to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. Stay connected with us all week on our social media channels. We also will share our adventures through our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentaries. Next week's show will be live from Grenada aboard the Seabourn Ovation. Special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors, and all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels, enjoy, let's go, America!
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.